This is Since You Asked,
a series on North State Public Radio,
where you ask the questions,
and we find the answers.
Hey, this is NSPR's Andrew Baumgartner. Today, I'll be answering a question from listener Ken Edson of Chico.
Several times a week, I drive down East 10th Avenue until it comes to a stop at West Lindo. And in front of me is a small sign that says Mercer Grove, and a little rectangular natural area with trees in it, and I've often wondered what was the background behind Mercer Grove.
Good question, Ken. The first thing I did to answer Ken's question was go to Mercer Grove and see what he was talking about. The grove is, as Ken described it, a rectangular area with a handful of trees and a sign that says Mercer Grove. Simply being there didn't provide me many answers, so I reached out to the Chico Parks Department and got in contact with Park Services Coordinator Shane Romaine.
Named Mercer Grove after Gene Mercer, a local game warden here for a long time, from the early 1900s, really.
I now had a name, but what's so special about Gene Mercer that he was honored with this grove of trees?
What I know of him is just reading the book Sabretooth. Quite the incredible man, game warden, very, very dedicated game warden, very passionate, fair, and not someone that you want to tangle with, apparently.
The full title of the book Romaine alluded to is called Sabretooth, The Rip-Roaring Adventures of a Legendary Game Warden. It was written by Terry Hodges, who said he and Mercer met when Hodges was a brand new game warden, and Mercer had just retired.
He was somebody that was famous among game wardens. And as a new game warden, I started hearing stories about Gene Mercer. And they were always intriguing stories, and he was just in a class by himself when it came to protecting wildlife.
Hodges said the two developed a bond over being fish and game wardens in the North State.
And then he started going on patrols with me. I'd pick him up, and we'd go on patrols. And he'd start telling these wondrous stories from the time we left until we rode back into his driveway.
Stories like the time Mercer led a high-speed car chase through orchard fields to catch a well-known illegal market hunter, Snake McVeigh. Stories like this would find their way into Hodges' book.
I started making notes and taking notes when I was on patrol with him, and I started getting recording a lot of these stories just in rough note form. I thought, someday I can give these to an author and he can write a book about Mercer. And never in my wildest dreams did I think it would be me.
According to Hodges, Mercer became a local celebrity for a short time after Sabretooth was published in 1988. But what about the Grove? When was it created and dedicated to Gene Mercer? Hodges said Mercer's admirers in the city government were the brains behind the Grove.
There were several speakers, and including myself. We just had this ceremony, and this was after Gene had passed away. So that put it probably somewhere in the very late 80s.
So there you have it, Ken. Mercer Grove is named after Gene Mercer, a game warden, local wildlife hero, and the subject of an adventurous novel. Since You Asked is a series on North State Public Radio, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to our website, mynspr.org, and let us know. For NSPR News, I'm Andrew Baumgartner.